Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the early morning edition of the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host this morning, Elfrida Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. On today, we have a very special guest, but first, let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for blessing us as we were able to rise up this morning, and you're starting us on our way, Lord. We ask that you bless the guests who come on the ministry. Lord, would you continue to bless her family and bless her ministry and everything she do and say, Lord. We ask you, would you bless each listener, Lord, and would you help us to become better individuals and better servants for you, Lord. We ask for something be said or done that would uplift, magnify, and edify you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
And I'm going to read Psalm 136, numbers 1 and 2. And it reads, O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. O give thanks unto the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. I have read to you Psalms 136, numbers 1 and 2. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, doers, and the seekers of his holy word. And without further ado, I would like to introduce our guest today. Our guest today is just phenomenal. She started a radio show, Christians Designed to Reign. She has written a book. She has produced a CD. She's a great interviewer. She is a just prominent speaker. So I would like to introduce to some and present to others Miss Mary Smith Moore. Miss Moore, are you on the line this morning?
Good morning. Yes, yes. Good morning. And thanks for that lovely, lovely forgot the word, for announcing me that way. That was just awesome.
Well, thank you so much for joining me at this particular time. I appreciate it. Okay. On today, I'm going to ask you a few questions about your ministry and your CD and all of the wonderful things God has blessed you with. Is that okay?
That is wonderful because I said before, I'm God's vessel, so anything and everything is open. Anything you want to ask, it's fine with me.
All right. So, Miss Mary, can you tell listeners a little bit about yourself and your ministry?
Okay. Now, you might have to stop me once I start talking. My ministry actually began back in 2003 when I had my aneurysm that spiked into a stroke, and everyone was telling me, my husband, that I was going to die. I wasn't going to make it. I wasn't going to leave the hospital. And, like, even though I wasn't aware of a lot of things, I was aware of the fact that I wasn't going to die, and I didn't understand why everybody kept saying that. So then finally when they were releasing me from the hospital, they told them doom and gloom again. Well, she's going to be always bedridden. You know, she's not going to be able to speak. She'll never be able to walk. And I'm like, oh, my God, get these people away from me because they are not prophesizing the words that I want to hear. So it was so funny that the day that I was released from the hospital, the wheelchair that I was supposed to take home with me for use, it never showed up. And they kept, you know, asking us to wait because my mom and my friend Melody had come to pick me up. And finally I told them, look, I'm ready to go. I don't want to wait for a wheelchair. I want to go. But that was the hardest thing for me. When I got home, it was like going from that driveway to my front door. It was like going through the Sahara Desert. It was just so, I could barely walk. I had to drag the leg. My mom was pulling my leg. My friend was trying to hold me up. And my mom kept saying, Mary, do you want to rest? I'm like, no, because I just knew that if I stopped, it was going to be very hard for me to get started back again. No, Ma, I have to get in the house. I'm okay. And from there, I never went into the wheelchair because the next day when they brought it, God had already had a little conference with me and explained to me that if I had gotten into that wheelchair, I would have never gotten out because I would have been so comfortable being in the wheelchair, having people push me around and, you know, bringing me things, and he did not want that for me. So from there, it was just healing and healing and healing. I do have to say, and I want people to understand something, when they say that God didn't hear their prayer, I think that it's sometimes we don't listen to his answer. Because, you know, I've always been a child of God. But when he told me that I would not, when I expected in my time, I would not be completely healed, and that he needed for me to be in that condition to show others that don't let that stop you. You can still go forth no matter what your condition is. You can still go forth. So then that's actually what started my ministry, because I have a passion and a heart for parents, especially single parents, be it the father or, you know, or the mom, for single parents. I have a heart for children. You know, I hate to see them in situations that are, that wasn't meant for them, because, you know, God loves children. So I think my ministry is mostly about the heartaches of life and getting God's people through that so that they can do their mission for him. But, you know, there are things that trap us up. You know, we have bills, we have debts, we have, you know, our husbands leave us, our wives cheat, our children are on drugs, you know, just whatever the situation is, I address that, and so that we can address it and move on so that we can continue our work for God. We cannot let Satan hold us back, and those are his tricks.
That's right. That's right. Wow, that's an amazing story. Thank you for starting that off like that. It is wonderful. Okay. How did you become interested in the radio ministry, and how has it impacted your life?
That's so funny. Back in the day, I wanted to be a disc jockey, but I'm 58. So a woman disc jockey and a black woman disc jockey kind of was a no-no. And there was only one that I knew of at that time, and that was Mary D, the Honeybee. And I wanted so much to be like her, you know, but God has his plan for us, you know. So, but I've always been in church. You know, like we are just, you know, strong church people. And so later on, when I got older in life and I started really understanding life, that's when I decided, you know, I need to be able to help God's people, you know, to soften the day, to bless them, you know, to give them strength and faith, you know, to go on. So after I had my stroke, I used to get on the internet, and I would just send all my friends, you know, school teachers and everything, I would send them little pick-me-ups, little inspirational thoughts and quotes and stuff. And from there, I met my friend Raven at a Christmas party about 6-7 years ago, and I didn't know her at that time. But when I saw her, she saw me, it was kind of like a little, you know, like she had something I want, and I got to get over here and find out, because there's something about this lady. And at that time, she told me that she would help me start my own internet radio show. And it just took off from there. You know, and it was hard on my part. She was doing her part, but it was harder on my part. It was, so much was going on. You know, whenever anything's getting ready to bless your life, the devil was right there trying to keep you from it, and that was kind of how it was with me. But fortunately, Raven kept the door open, and that's what we have today.
Oh, wow. Excellent, excellent. Okay. All right, now let's talk a little bit about your book, Holy Spirit, God's Game Changer. Can you tell the listeners a little bit about your main theme and just your inspiration behind that particular book?
Okay, I'll try to be quick. Once again, I was thinking people need something to give them a pick-me-up. They need just something real quick, so, you know, every day they can go in, they can read, you know, read a little verse, and, you know, to get them charged and going for the day. And And I started thinking about the Holy Spirit.
That's right.
But I understood that I didn't understand who the Holy Spirit was. So before I could do that, I had to explain who the Holy Spirit was, that it was actually, you know, part of the Godhead, and that he was the key that opened the door to get you to the rest of what you wanted, which was to God. But if you did not have a relationship with the Holy Spirit, you could not have a relationship with Jesus nor God. So that's what started. I had to explain to them that you could grieve the Holy Spirit, you know, and one of the things that I really love about it was when I found out about Ananias, him and his wife.
Mm-hmm.
They had the right. They gave money to the ministry for the missions, I believe. But they all started lying. Like instead of giving, they said they gave 3,000 when they only gave one. And then that was when the Holy Spirit came to them and told them that, you know, they were lying. That they, you know, they weren't lying to man. They were lying to God. And that was a very serious offense, that it grieved the Holy Spirit, you know, because they told him you had a choice. You did not have to lie. That was your money, you know. So, and that's a lot of things that we don't understand, that when we're ugly, when we're lying, when we're mean to people, when we're selfish, that all grieves the Holy Spirit, and that disconnects us from God. So I had to get that straight before I could, you know, go on with my little spirit lifters.
Right.
And I have two that I want to share. They're going to be real short. But I have one of them in there is, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. You know, and so many times we seek his hand and not his face, and then he doesn't respond to us, because it's like, come back when you got this, when you got this right. I want you to want me, and then out of you wanting me, I will fulfill your needs. And I want people to really truly understand that we cannot go to God every day with a grocery list. We've got to spend time with him. We've got to listen to him. We can't, you know, just sit down and, God, I want this and I need that, and I want you to fix this person because, you know, they're not doing the right thing to me and blah, 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 blah. And then we leave. But because I was one of those people. But God touched me one day when I was getting ready to leave out my room. I'll never forget it. I touched that doorknob and he said, Mary, I've got something to say. Don't you want to listen to me? And I think that's, you know, most of us go off half-cocked without listening, and then we wonder why prayer wasn't answered. Well, if we had listened, we would have heard him say, I'm going to answer this prayer for you, but not at this time.
That's right.
And then I have, go ahead.
No, you go ahead, because I was going to piggyback on that, but you go ahead. I want to hear the next part.
Okay. And then there's just this one more I want to share. And it's, I will never leave you alone. This is, behold, I am with you. I will keep you wherever you go. I will not leave you until I have done what I have spoken to you. Genesis 28:15. And I love that, because we're living in times when most people feel very alone. Relationships are so temporary. Everybody's leaving everybody. But God wants you to know that I will never leave you alone. And I just want to share that for people who, you know, who might be feeling a little lonely. All you have to do is turn to God, and he's always, always there.
That's right. And going back to what you said about God and bringing a laundry list, many times as God was speaking, and I said this on one of my broadcasts, we do things in our own will. We forget to add God in our plans. And what happens is, when we forget to add God, God asks us, who gave you the authority to do that? You know, if we're not authorized by God, if God is not in it, then we shouldn't be doing it. So God wants us, as you said before, to come to him to establish that relationship, and also to make sure that we are seeking his face, like you said, seeking his face and listening to what the Lord wants us to do. Because many times the reason why we struggle, and that's for everybody, struggle spiritually, financially, career-wise, is because we're trying to go in our own way rather than listening to the Holy Spirit of God.
Exactly, exactly. And I think that's, I don't know where we, you know, kind of got that from, is that he's there, you know, like he's our modern day sugar daddy, and we just let him know what we want, but we don't ever listen to what he wants from us.
Exactly right. Exactly right. Okay. Great. Now, you also have a CD entitled It Takes a Village. What are your major themes in that? Are you speaking about It Takes a Village to Raise a Child or It Takes a Village to Raise a Christian? What is your theme and what is the CD about?
Okay. But actually, because everyone that's on my CD are actually Christians, I didn't really think about the part to raise a Christian. But I'm going to leave it like this. It takes a village anytime you're raising a child. I'm going to say the old-time village, because I don't know if I want that village raising and helping me today. I'm not real impressed. But I have Chelsea, and she's like, her ministry is Good Girl Come Back, and she's letting, you know, as she put it, that, you know, usually when girls especially are out there and, you know, they're being popular and we're doing the things that we have to do to be popular, the good girl never really gets noticed. And she's saying, okay, good girl, that's okay, that's fine, to come back, because you are an inspiration. You know, you are God's girl. And so I really like that. And I wanted all the, especially the young ladies today, because they seem to be having a, you know, low self-esteem, the music, the whole atmosphere is just not conducive now, because you have to be, you have to go with the crowd. And she's letting you know, no, you don't. God, you in God's crowd, and that's what you need.
That's right.
And then I have Paula Hendricks. She has a confession of a boy crazy girl, and she lets girls know, you know, she even though she actually, you know, is from a good Christian home, she thought that she needed the attention of the boys, because, you know, that's what all the other girls were going after, the attention for the boys. And she said she remembered this one summer that she was packing to go camp, the Christian camp, and the only thing on her mind was her, what she was going to take and what she was going to wear and how good she was going to look. And she said right then God, you know, told her, oh, you want to try to outshine me. And it dawned on her, you know, it's like that's kind of like what she wants. She wanted all eyes on me. We're not going to pay attention to why we're here. We're not going to worry about Christ. We're going to look at Paula, because she is going to be so sharp. And I think, and then that's when she finally realized that all she needed was, no, the main person in her life was Christ. And then every other person that came in would have to be accepted by Christ and then her. So that was a very good CD. And then we have Amy Ford. She wrote a book and has a ministry, A Bump in Life. You know, she was a Christian girl, got pregnant before she got married, and she tells her story. And one of the things that I really had to stress, though, was hers was like the happily ever after. She married her baby's daddy, as they say, and, you know, they lived happily ever after, and, you know, they started the ministry. But my question to her always was, what advice do you have to the young girl whose dream did not come true? And she also addresses that. And then Bonnie Terry, who's also one of the hosts for Amazing Women of Men and Women of Power, Bonnie Terry has a Learning Made Easy, and she deals a lot with ADHD and special needs children. And I wanted to address that, because those parents have a lot of concerns. And since Bonnie is an expert in that and been in the educational field for well over, you know, over 30 years, she has so much advice and games and books and guides, you know, to help these parents.
Wow. And I'm going to talk to you about that, because actually we're doing an education unit, and I wanted to bring did you say her name was Miss Bonnie?
Yeah, Bonnie Terry.
Okay. I'm going to talk to you about that, because I wanted to bring some educational things to the ministry as well. So that's excellent. Okay. Great, great.
And go ahead.
No, go ahead. You're the guest.
I'm also doing a this is kind of a long story. God never gave me the okay to release my book or my first CD. So it was like sitting on the shelf. And finally, when I now, this right now, I'm going through my second series for kicking off the school year with God. And I'm, you know, having some of the same people, Bonnie Terry, Cynthia, and some. I have one lady, a special lady that's going to pray over the whole school system, parents, children, everything. He's given me the okay to release my book and both my CDs. So they'll be coming out very soon.
Oh, great. And keep me posted as to when they come out, okay?
I sure will.
All right. Thank you so much for sharing. Okay. Now, what are some of your long-term and short-term goals with any project that you have going on? Because you're very busy. So what are some of your long-term and short-term projects?
They've already come true. Praise God. You know, Raven is just so phenomenal. And, you know, as you said, saw in my resume, I'm in a lot of masterminds that she sponsors. And she is getting ready to start a magazine. I've already been asked to be a journalist. She is going to do a TV show. And she's hoping to start that sometime in late, 2015. I've already been asked to be in that. So, you know, those are two dreams right there. I'm like, wow. But separate from her, I do want to do my own speaking. I just really want to get out there and voice, because my project is Faith and Forgiveness, because, as you know, that's my title on the social media, the Faith and Forgiveness Expert. So I really want to expand more into that, because I don't think people understand how much God says that we need to forgive, and how stuck unforgiveness will make you if you don't forgive. And for the people out there, I really want you to hear me. Forgiveness is the key to your prison that you put yourself in with unforgiveness.
That's right. Well, and that's a strong phrase, because a lot of people, or many of us, put ourselves into a prison because we lose faith. And when we lose faith, then everything just comes down on us, and we just go into this little shell like a turtle and don't want to come out. And what God is saying, and what you're saying today, is that once we're able to forgive not only people but ourselves of our past or things that we feel bad about, God says that's when we're able to actually use the key that he has given us, which is prayer and faith, and release ourselves from those strongholds that keeps us locked up, not only in our minds, our bodies, and spirits, but some of us that keeps us physically locked up.
Amen.
That's good.
Amen.
Okay, great. Now, if you had any encouraging words to leave with the listeners, what would that be?
Okay, let me get started and tell me when to stop. I believe in do it now.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to tell you, because my mom used to always say, tomorrow is promised to no one. Mm-hmm. And I had a dream, and my dream was always to do what I'm doing and to have my mom be part of my broadcast. My mom passed away 3 years ago. And during that time, I was, like, shut down. I couldn't do anything because I was right there by her side every day that I could be. Spent so many nights in that hospital. And there were hospitals who would let me stay in the room with her. There were hospitals that would let me stay in this little special area. So wherever it was, I had to be. I was right there. And she died. And she never... Well, you know, I know now that she's in heaven, she's probably aware of what I'm doing, but it's not the same as actually being able to share it with her. And that's my advice. Do it now. Don't wait. Quit putting it on the back burner, because tomorrow may not come. They used to say, here today, gone tomorrow. My saying is, here today, gone today, because everything comes and goes so fast. Don't put off your dreams. Do it now.
That's right. Do it now. All right. So encouraging words. Do it now. All righty. Now, if listeners wanted to reach out to you, how could they reach out to you as far as your projects, as far as putting you on radio stations? How could they reach out to you?
Okay, first I'd like to say that my website is shut down because it is getting a total facelift. So it may not be available for about maybe another month, month and a half. But I am all over social media. You can reach out for me. You can inbox me on Facebook. You can hit me on Twitter, on LinkedIn, IOB Toolbox. I have an email, which is christiansdestinedtoreign@yahoo.com. And my number is 832-526-8825. So you can just all over the place, you can reach out and touch me.
Okay, great, great. All right. Now, do you have anything else on your mind that was not mentioned in the interview that you would like to say?
Be kind, love each other. God's commandment, his main commandment was for us to love one another. And I have recently, so much has been coming into my life. I am in this Bible study, and I am just learning so much. And then I have become an intercessor, and that is when I had to learn about the love, because of the love that the past intercessors had for God's people, that Moses was willing to just take my name out the book. If I, you know, he wanted his name out of the book of life if God, you know, didn't help the people. And then there was Stephen, who in the midst of being an angry mob wanted to kill him. And he asked God to forgive them. See, I'm still working on that. I don't know if I was going to be that forgiven yet. But
right.
That's what I want for people, because we have to get together, because we need to start praying for one another. We need to start praying for our country. We've got to pray for our leaders. We got to pray for the schools and for our children. There's so much praying that needs to be done. And God said, pray and never cease. And this
right.
is the time. So all I'm asking for is, you know, pray for your neighbor. And, hey, look, don't be worried about, you know, I don't really like her because, you know, she said this about me 5 years ago. Ask God to forgive her, cleanse your heart out, and let's get this ball rolling, because we have got to start praying for one another.
That is so true. That is so true. And, you know, Miss Mary Moore, as I was sitting here analyzing a wrap-up as far as what you said, because everything you said on here has been very impactful and scriptural. And also, you know, as I was listening to your testimony when you first begun this interview and you said, you know, what you had been through and what God brought you out of, that's a testimony, and that encourages a lot of people. And, you know, as I said before, I'm a big, strong believer in faith, and I believe that faith can bring us out of anything. And I believe that God can expand our territory. And when we speak about territory, a lot of people equate that to space, and that's what that means. But also God says he can expand our lives, and he can help us to reach out to other individuals, and our lives can become a portrait of who he is and what he can do. So with your story, I want to say that, you know, you are a walking testimony of it's very important to maintain faith, stay around positive individuals, and keep walking, because, you know, you could have placed yourself in a prison, such as, you know, in a wheelchair, and the Lord spoke to you and you listened. And so that's what the Lord wants us to do. He wants us to listen to what he's saying so that we can be delivered and set free out of anything that holds us.
Amen.
Or keeps us from uplifting his kingdom.
Amen.
Yes, ma'am.
That is so true. That is so true. And if I only touch one person, hey, then that was what God sent me to do. I'm hoping that there were more. I'm praying that there were more that, you know, who are sitting around who want to be a talk show host, who want to be on the TV, or, you know, and it doesn't have to even be that. You just want to be the best mom for your children. Maybe you just want to be the best wife. You want to be the best teacher to teach your children. Whatever it is that you want to be the best at, do it now.
That's right. That is right. Do it now. That is right. Well, Miss Mary Smith Moore, I know that your schedule is busy, And I really appreciate you taking the time this morning to interview with me. And anytime you want to come back on the ministry, feel free to do so.
Thank you. And you must come on my show as well.
Oh, I sure will. Anytime you need me, just call me.
Thank you.
Thank you. May God bless and take care of you and your family and your ministry.
Thank you, and the same to you, and God bless your audience.
Thank you so much. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Ms. Mary Smith Moore. And as you heard, you can connect with her on any of these social media sites. You can inbox her if you want her to come on your ministry, or if you want to purchase some of her works, you can inbox her and let her know that. And we really appreciate her taking out the time to come on the Love Live Jesus Ministry this morning. I do have a few announcements to make. First of all, as I said before, I want to thank God, my family, and friends for listening in at this particular time, because it is early morning, and I thank y'all so much for listening. But be sure to continue to encourage your family and friends to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freetolove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. Now, in a couple of months, let's say around a month and a half, this particular ministry name will change as far as the website is concerned, but the format will be the same. So look out for that, and I will let you know. In addition to that, gospel artists, artists, promoters, publicists, authors, writers, actors, actresses, and positive community leaders, please continue to reach out to me on Facebook at ALFREDALOVE or FREDALOVE, or you can email me at EMONYA_love@yahoo.com. I would love, love, love to have you on the ministry. A Spiritual Guide on the Go is online in your local bookstores. You can go to Follis.com. You can go to BarnesandNobles.com. You can go to Amazon.com or AmazonUK.com to pick up A Spiritual Guide on the Go. It's only 40 pages long, and it will empower you and impact your life in the name of Jesus. In addition to that, make sure that you're praying for 190 individuals. If you have to pray for all of your family members, put them all on one line and pray for them one by one, and do not forget to pray for yourself. In addition to that, on October 17th and 18th, mark it down on your calendar, Ms. Oprah Winfrey will be in Houston, Texas, and she and others will speak about living your best life, and so we want to make sure that we support that particular event. In addition to that, as I said before, just continue to pray all over the world. There are a lot of things happening. I continue to read about things happening, different events, so just be sure to continue to pray one for another, as Ms. Mary said on today, and as I've been stressing the past few radio broadcast, make sure that we're praying for one another. Continue as you go about your day to remain in character. As I said before, our children are watching and others are watching, and we want to make sure that in any circumstance we remain in character. And I want to talk about that just for a second. What does remain in character mean as the Lord is speaking? Remain in character means that not only do we continue to hold on to our faith in situations. You heard Ms. Mary say today that, you know, when she was in the hospital and there were a lot of people talking negative around her, negative things around her, and she said, I have to get out of this. The Lord is saying today that we must continue to hold on to our faith no matter what. He also says when we stand in the test of time in front of millions of people or in front of one person, he says we must remain in character. Remain in character means that people must understand and know that no matter what, you belong to God. If they have to question who you belong to, then we don't have stable faith, and our character is unstable. That's what the Lord says. He says our character is unstable. So we must make sure that we remain in character, because you never know who's watching. And the main thing is that God is watching us. That's the main thing. So God says remain in character. And it gets hard, and that's why the Lord says you have to put on the full armor before you go out. And even when you're inside a place, you have to put on the full armor. That way, so that when you are tested, you know, or when the devil comes to you, you have to remain in character with the word of God and with the personality of God. And so just let's make sure that we remain in character. Let's make sure we continue to pray for those who are out of the ark of safety, whether they're missing, whether they're not in church, whether they're wherever they are. You know, let's continue to pray one for another, because the prayer of the righteous availeth much, and we need to make sure that we're praying one for another. On tomorrow, September 21st, the Great Ebenezer Baptist Church will have our play entitled Let the Church Say Amen at the Bellmead Civic Center. That is in Bellmead, Texas, right outside of Waco, Texas. The Bellmead Civic Center, it starts at 6 p.m. Make sure that you come and support And also we're going to have a dinner theater, so you will be fed as well. And this is at the Bellmead Civic Center. Okay. In addition to that, I just want to, you know, say that I want you to continue to pray. I want you to continue to hold on to God's unchanging hand. As I said before, the Lord wants to bless us. He wants to give us things. He wants to give us Him. And we must be willing to accept. That's why the Lord said or spoke or gave me the vision about 2 days ago. He said, close your fist, then open it. When we close our minds to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, when we close our hands, the Lord is unable to give us the blessings. And what does this mean? It doesn't mean literally closing your fist. That was just a visual I gave you. The Lord says when we fail to come to Him, when we fail to receive authorization from Him, then we are closed unto Him and He is unable to give us what we need. And so therefore we have to be willing and accepting of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We must accept Him into our hearts. And once we accept Jesus into our hearts, we must continue to maintain and hold on to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And so on today, I just want you to know that when you go out throughout your day, you thank God for blessing you to see another day, because some people didn't make it. And then you ask God to hold you and maintain you throughout the day, throughout the week, this upcoming week, so that you will remain in character and you will continue to hold on to your faith. Now, I want to say this as the Lord is speaking. The Lord says when we hold on to our faith, there's more than picking up our faith, holding on to it. He says we are to extend our faith to others. How do we do that? I'm glad you asked. We extend our faith to others by sharing. He says sharing the word of God, sharing how God has blessed our lives. He said you don't just grab onto faith and hold on to faith and don't share it. You must share it with others so that it can spread abroad. He says charity starts at home and then spreads abroad. So you must show your faith to the people around you before you can go out into the world and show your faith to the world. So therefore, let's do that, and let's take into consideration that we are the vessels. We are the mouthpiece of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Let's make sure that we're exemplifying that to the world. And when, if someone asks you what that big smile is all about, you tell them that love lifted you up because God is love. Till next time, which is tomorrow, care of yourselves and each other. This is your host, Alfreda Love, signing off. Thank you so much for listening to the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, and join me on tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry. Featuring your host, Dr. Alfreda Love. Reminding you to be diligent in your prayer as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is His Word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back, and there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.